here's a story from The World.
The word pandemic is largely defined as the worldwide spread of a new disease. Today, more than 20 heads of state and heads of global agencies said our current pandemic also requires a worldwide response.
Today, we are calling for an international treaty on pandemics.
Charles Michel is president of the European Council. He emphasized today that nobody is safe until everyone is safe.
No country, no continent can defeat a pandemic alone. It requires a global approach.
Lawrence Gostin directs the O'Neill Center for Global and International Health Law at Georgetown Law. He's also an advisor to the WHO. Lawrence Gostin, what exactly is a pandemic treaty?
Well, you know, it's a treaty like, you know, the Paris Agreement in the climate realm or a nuclear or chemical treaty. But this is going to be a treaty based upon pandemic preparedness, so that it requires countries around the world to conform to global norms, to have strong health systems to respond, and also to cooperate with the World Health Organization and other UN bodies in making sure that this never, ever happens again.
How big of a deal is it that so many European leaders are on board with this idea?
Well, it's a big deal. I mean, the European Union and the UK have been really very active, you know, since the formation of the World Health Organization. They pride themselves on being global health leaders. They are a powerful group. And I should note also that Dr. Tedros, the head of the World Health Organization, also signed on to the joint letter. That's really very impressive. On the other hand, we have to notice who did not sign the joint letter, which is the United States, Russia, and China, three of the major powers in the world. So this is going to be really heavy lifting, because no country wants to give up its own sovereignty. And that's what countries would have to do. They'd have to agree to a global compact.
Did the U.S., China, and Russia give specific reasons why they weren't signing on for this?
Absolutely not. No, they wouldn't want to go on public record about saying why they're not doing it. You know, my guess is that in the United States, which is of the three the most likely to join with our European partners, and President Biden is very pro-Europe, as we know, and pro-Europe alliance. But I think, you know, the United States has suffered so much itself with COVID-19 that it's kind of lost its moral global voice. We're very inward looking at the moment. The United States has been hoarding vaccines. And while so you've got at least 30 countries around the world who don't have a single vaccine, and most of them won't get their populations vaccinated for years. We're going to have a glut soon, enough to cover twice our population. But I think we're just wounded, and we're looking inside. We're not interested in global solutions just yet.
In your wildest imagination, what could be possible if a pandemic treaty like this were in place?
In my mind's imagination, it would be an enforceable treaty where countries had to have pandemic plans that they had to report openly and transparently of an outbreak, that they had to have enforced cooperation with the World Health Organization and the international community in investigating that outbreak. And also, you know, we're spending a lot of our time trying to respond to a pandemic. I would love to see us do something that prevents a pandemic, and we can do that by looking at how these leaps occur from animals to humans. More than 70% of all pandemic strains or emerging infections occur through these natural zoonotic leaps, which has occurred with SARS, COVID, MERS, Ebola. If we can prevent that through effective management of animals and human populations, that would be a blessing for mankind.
Lawrence Gostin is director of Georgetown Law's O'Neill Center for Global and International Health Law. He's also an advisor for the WHO. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.